The task force is clearly a specific response to the Trump administration's announcement to pause and review the Justice Department's FCPA enforcement policy. This reflects that European authorities are going to try to increase enforcement and cooperation among the three countries. The UK's Bribery Act of 2010 and France's Sapin II law both have extraterritorial effect, so this may entice other countries to join the task force and share in enforcement responsibilities and recoveries. But given this current climate, we're seeing obviously global companies continue to maintain and promote their anti-corruption and anti-bribery compliance programs. We're seeing no diminution in this.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome. This is Michael Volkoff, and we're here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to take a look at global anti-corruption efforts and DOJ's FCPA pause. Well, it's not just the DOJ, it's the SEC as well. And the six-month pause on FCPA enforcement has left a gap in the global anti-corruption fight. The Justice Department and the SEC played a critical role in coordinating international efforts and enforcement. And in the face of these developments, we're starting to see foreign prosecutors and even the state of California have publicized their intention to increase anti-corruption enforcement. Let's talk about those issues. And then we're going to do a roundup on some other issues that have come up relating to anti-corruption enforcement. First, on March 20th, 2025, the UK, France, and Switzerland announced the creation of the International Anti-Corruption Prosecutorial Task Force. It's comprised of the UK's Serious Fraud Office, SFO, France's National Financial Prosecutor's Office, and the Office of the Attorney General of Switzerland. The task force that the three national agencies represent say they stand firm in their commitment to prosecute bribery and corruption. In addition, the task force's statement warned that companies falling within its jurisdiction, including U.S. companies operating in Europe, should continue to maintain robust anti-corruption compliance programs. The task force reflects a close working relationship on anti-corruption issues among the three countries, and to further its mission, the task force will create a leaders group focused on the regular exchange of insight and strategy, a working group for the purpose of devising proposals for cooperation on cases and increased initiatives for sharing best practices. As such, each member committed to increasing international cooperation in the fight against bribery and corruption. Notwithstanding claims to the contrary, the task force is clearly a specific response to the Trump administration's announcement to pause and review the Justice Department's FCPA enforcement policy. This reflects that European authorities are going to try to increase enforcement and cooperation among the three countries. The UK's Bribery Act of 2010 and France's Sapin II law both have extraterritorial effect, so this may entice other countries to join the task force and share in enforcement responsibilities and recoveries. But given this current climate, we're seeing obviously global companies continue to maintain and promote their anti-corruption and anti-bribery compliance programs. We're seeing no diminution in this. So California also jumped into the fray here, and they issued legal advisories warning businesses that operate in California that bribery payments to foreign officials to obtain or retain business are, quote unquote, actionable under California's unfair competition law, UCL. The California Attorney General repeated that the FCPA remains binding federal law and that California will prosecute violations under its UCL. The AG emphasized the need for all businesses and individuals to continue complying with all applicable laws like the FCPA. The UCL, which was enacted to preserve fair business competition and protect consumers, prohibits unlawful, unfair, and fraudulent business acts and practices. Now, the UCL incorporates violations of other laws and treats them as unlawful practices. For example, violations of federal criminal laws can be cited as predicates for a UCL cause of action. The Attorney General cited a particular prior enforcement action against businesses and individuals for violations of the UCL, including actions predicated on FCPA violations in Korea Supply Company v. Lockheed Martin Corp., 29 California 4th Reporter, reported 1134 jump site to 1144, 2003. In that case, the Supreme Court cited the fact that an FCPA violation can be used as a predicate for a UCL violation. Now, we've also seen some other developments that have been occurring. Let's talk about those real quickly. First, Glencore announced the end of its monitorship in March of 2025, which was earlier than anticipated, 15 months earlier than originally scheduled. In addition to that, the United States did not attend a working group meeting of the OECD, their quarterly meeting with regard to work on bribery, and the U.S. did not appear among the member countries and did not make any sort of public statement as to why it was not. We also saw some significant actions against individuals in terms of prosecutions, and one would say a little bit difficult to figure out what was the rationale behind some of the decisions that were made, but I'm sure there's some explanation as to why some were dismissed or why some the DOJ decided to move ahead on. First, the most notorious case was federal prosecutors moved to dismiss the long-running FCPA case against former Cognizant President Gordon Coburn and former Chief Legal Officer Stephen Schwartz. And this was a little bit of a surprise. The DOJ stated nothing really, but based on its assessment of the executive order, they were filing a motion to dismiss, and the court granted that motion. This case had been ongoing since February of 2019. It's a pretty notorious case because they were clearly involved in bribery and had argued that it wasn't bribery, but merely some kind of either facilitation payment or did not obtain the business test. So that's interesting to see that. However, at the same time, federal prosecutors moved forward with their case against former Smartmatic executives, Roger Martinez and Jorge Vasquez, after conducting a detailed review of the case in light of the executive order. And they had been indicted in August of 2024 on a whole long list of charges, participation in bribery and money laundering scheme to pay at least $1 million in bribes to a Philippine official in exchange for obtaining approximately $182 million in contracts related to the administration of the 2016 Philippine elections. DOJ also announced it was moving forward with the prosecution, and you'll probably remember this case, of the Corsa Coal executive, and that was Charles Hunter Hobson. And they're going to move forward with that case, stating that the government has done a detailed review under the executive order and intends to proceed to trial. So this was interesting because this was a bribery scheme involving Egyptian officials, and we had some cooperating witnesses already who are going to end up testifying against Mr. Hobson, who cut deals, and the company obviously cut deals as well. So those are pretty interesting. One other note I just wanted to throw in here is we also had a sort of more clear statement coming from the SEC in terms of their reorientation here in terms of anti-corruption. First, they did freeze an FCPA investigation of Calavo Growers, which is a company that markets and distributes fresh and prepared avocados and other food products. And they have frozen that, the SEC has frozen that as well. And the SEC has for now followed DOJ's lead in pausing these FCPA actions. And it looks like they're going to sort of move in lockstep with the DOJ and however it's resolved with regard to the DOJ. There also was an interesting other case that I wanted to mention that came out of the SFO. This has been a continuing prosecution. The DOJ had, for example, prosecuted various insurance companies in terms of their business in Ecuador. And there had been a Texas Insurance Brokers Limited in H.W. Wood, which was in 2023. There was a declination and disgorgement against Jardine, Lloyd Thompson, Group Holdings. And then there were individuals who had been prosecuted back in 2022 and 2020 as well. But recently what happened, the UK Serious Fraud Office announced that United Insurance Brokers Limited was ordered to appear before a magistrate court next month, and the company is charged with failing to prevent associates from bribing state officials in Ecuador between October 2013 and March 2016. The SFO alleges that U.S.-based, and this is interesting, that it's U.S.-based intermediaries for Ecuador paid bribes in return for the award of reinsurance contracts worth about $38 million. And so this will be the first time that the SFO is bringing a failure to prevent bribery case before a jury. And this is a long and continuing investigation and should be monitored just to see, is this an indication of a new SFO attempt to fill in the gap with regard to U.S. enforcement of the FCPA? But something to keep in mind and keep watching as well. Okay, that's it. A quick roundup. We'll be back with another episode next week on corruption, crime, and compliance. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkoff, go to volkovlaw.com.